Welcome back to Regional Radio. Sean Malone here with you, and I'm now joined by Valley Catholic High School's Sydney Bosler. And Sydney, congratulations. Just last night, you surpassed the school's all-time scoring record of 1,565 points, officially 1,565 points. So congratulations to you on that.
Thank you.
I emphasize the officially 1,565 because it was kind of in limbo for a little bit what the record was as you approached it. I was hearing it was around the 15 teens. It could have been 1,570-something. They officially figured out that it was 1,565, the record held by Kara Schilly. And so what was going through your mind when everyone was trying to figure out what the scoring record actually was and whether or not you had it at that point?
I wasn't really worried about the record at that point. I was worried about getting wins with my team and playing hard to try and get some conference wins to try and be AV, and unfortunately that didn't happen, but I was more focused on the wins than the record.
So it never really crossed your mind, do I actually have it at this point right now, or do I not have it yet? That never really trickled through your mind?
I mean, it does, yeah. Like, I'm thankful that I was able to break it, but I don't know. I just focus on wins more than anything.
So you say that you focus on wins. Did you know going into the season then that you had a chance at not just 1,500 points, congratulations on that as well, but breaking the all-time school scoring record?
I felt that I had a chance, but I didn't think it would come this quick.
Yeah, obviously you have team goals throughout the season, but was that a personal goal in the season to reach the school scoring record?
Yeah, definitely. Growing up, I watched my cousin Kara play, and she's always been a big role model, and it was a good goal to go after once I hit high school, and I'm happy I was able to achieve it.
So you mentioned Kara. She's actually your cousin then?
Yes.
So have you two been talking lately? Going into you breaking the record, when it got close, did you start to like text her and talk a little smack or anything like that?
I wouldn't say talk smack, but when they were talking about what that official number was, I texted her and I asked her what she knew, and she sent me a link to what Indiana State had, and she had faith in me and she wanted me to beat her record, so that was really helpful.
Was she there that night, or was she keeping an eye on Twitter or something like that?
She was there. She was there to support me.
So what was her reaction then when you broke her record?
I don't know. I was shooting free throws when I broke it, so I didn't really look up at her. But after the game, she gave me a hug, and we took some pictures, and yeah.
What was your going through your mind when you're going to the free throw line? Did you know that those free throws were for the record?
I did. We were in a timeout, and I kind of like glanced up at my family, and I think my aunt put a number 3 up with her fingers, and I just kind of shook my head like, yeah. And then I got fouled there, and I had 2 left at that point, and I hit both of my free throws, and I got the record.
You said that you were focused on the game itself and not quite the record going in, so were you trying to avoid I guess situations like your aunt proposed there, where you know you just know how many more that you need for the record, or were you just playing the game as it was and you kind of knew in the back of your head if you get this many points, you're going to get the record?
I knew going in how many I needed, but playing the game, I was just playing for the win. I wasn't really playing for the record, but I got in foul trouble early in the game, so I sat out quite a bit. So when I got back in and coach called a timeout, I just kind of glanced up at her, and that's when she told me.
You ladies are 7-10 on the season so far, 3-1 in conference with that loss now to Arcadia Valley being your first conference loss on the season. So all in all, how would you say the season's been going for your team?
It's been going better than the past seasons. This is actually the first time since freshman year that we've got this many wins. We've gotten 6 the past 2 years, I think, and now we're at 7, so hopefully we can keep up the good work and keep playing hard and getting more wins.
You're right now sitting at second place amongst the small schools in the MAAA with the MAAA tournament coming up just around the corner. Have you been looking forward to that a little bit at all?
Yeah, I have. I'm hoping we get a better seed than we usually do, and I think getting second in the small school will really help with that.
Beyond the MAAA, then, looking ahead to districts, have you started to think about that at all, and maybe a state playoff run?
No, I haven't really started to think about that. Districts is always a nervous time for us. We haven't, the past 3 years, we haven't gotten past the first game, so I'm focusing on getting past that first game and going from there with my team.
This is your senior year with the basketball program. What's going to be one of your favorite memories beyond breaking the school scoring record from your time at Valley Catholic Basketball?
Probably just being able to get the chance to play with my senior friends, my senior best friends again. That has to top everything, honestly.
Who are those best friends? You care to name them?
Taylor Siebert and Katie Heil.
And you played with volleyball with Siebert as well. Did you play with Heibel as well?
Yes. Katie was a DS also.
All right, and good volleyball season for you girls. You finished in third place, and you're actually going to be playing volleyball at the collegiate level. Is that right?
Correct.
And where are you going to be playing?
Mineral Area College.
All right, and what made you choose Mineral Area College then for volleyball?
They have a really great program. They make it to nationals. They have a great coaching staff, and it just looks like a great start for me.
Did the location play a factor, too, where you're pretty close to home so you can go back and visit every so often?
Oh, yeah, that played a big factor. I know my mom, I couldn't do it without her, and I know she really wanted me to be close so she could come watch all of my games also, because I don't know if she's ever missed a volleyball game in my high school career.
Do you know what you're going to be majoring in college?
I'm going to go for physical education and maybe minor in special ed.
Are you going to be looking to coaching with that as well, perhaps in the future?
Yes, I would love to coach.
How would you love to coach alongside Coach Fisher?
That would be great.
Would you rather coach under her as an assistant or against her?
Probably under her.
At least at first.
I'm sorry?
At least at first. Maybe later on in your career you'll go up against Fisher.
Yeah, maybe.
That is Sydney Bosler of the Valley Catholic Warriors, who broke the all-time school scoring record with, it was 1565, and we'll see what it is by the time her senior season comes to a close. Sydney, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
That is Sydney Bosler of the Valley Catholic Warriors joining us on Regional Radio.